Ozzie Guillen.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
La Pantera. My main is La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I'm managing one guy. I almost start crying. Adam Dunn.
Yeah.
People ask me, like, why do you keep playing him? Don't blame me. Blame Katie and Rick. They signed him. I had to play him.
Well, did you give Adam Dunn a mental break, or he just...
I gave him two bottles of vodka with orange juice.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie Guillen joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. Doing good.
It's always great to talk.
Today, that's better than nagging.
Yeah.
Tonight, because it's going to be very ugly back in New York.
Yeah, they're expecting rain, so they're starting at noon. Wise move to get the game in. And, you know, I was saying to David earlier, the Sox have been playing better baseball, and it's a pity they're playing a team as good as the Mets, because it's just a tough team to beat, especially if you go down 4-2 in the first inning.
You know, I got to give them a lot of credit. I think Jonathan, in the past we've seen him before, like they score a couple runs early in the game, they give up and they just flat down. Don't try to come back. They didn't come back. Try to do the best. We continue to not hit the big hits. That thing, that's the thing, kill the White Sox right now. We now down. I don't know for whatever reason it is that those guys cannot get a hit. Win men in scoring position, but the way Jonathan start and the way he finished is something you got to give him a little credit. Obviously, you lose the game, can be no credit for no one when you lose. But besides that, they only use one pitcher, and when they score four runs in the past, they wait for 10, 12 runs baseball game, and they stopped it yesterday. You know what I mean? Something people should feel happier and better about it.
Ozzie, we see Shane Smith today. He's been pretty good, but he has not been as consistent as Adrian Hauser has in two starts. It's only two starts, but when you try to explain why he's been so effective, because he has yet to give up a run in those two starts, why is he so effective?
Well, first of all, your confidence. I think he's ate up 2 miles in his fastball. No, because that, you got to be better. But I think his throw strikes, he's go downhill very well when he throw. His changeup has been great. I don't know why the reason I see a lot of guys throw good changeups now. His changeup has been good. The breaking balls is around the plate. The reason he do all that is just because around the plate make those people go out and hit it. It's not easy to cover three good pitches. You know, when you're at the plate and these guys throwing you three pitches like a different way, different angle, different velocity, it's very hard to sit on one of those pitches. And that's the reason I think he's doing well, because he's attacked the strike zone very well so far.
Ozzie, I'm curious. They traded Matt Theis to Tampa for a minor league outfielder, Drew Baker. I'm just curious if you know anything about him. It obviously clears the 40-man spot for Corey Lee, who is back. And we know he's 4 years younger than Theis, so that makes sense. But they also have a guy in Kyle Teal, who is the reigning player of the week in AAA and could be up here before too long. Who knows? What's your take on their strength at the catcher position? Does that explain why they traded Theis?
Well, right now the White Sox is a good position. You go find a good catcher, a good receiver with talent. It's not easy in baseball nowadays. I think Chris Gett did a good job to open the spot for the Lee special. We talked about it the night before, by the way. The night before, Chuck mentioning, I try to explain a little bit. I say, if I was looking for a catcher in Major League Baseball, that's the guy I want to have in my team. And Tampa Bay did it. You know what I mean? I don't know what this kid they trade for is going to bring to the table. But it's a good situation for both. Matt can help the team. And also, Corey Lee is up there. Corey Lee, you know what I mean? They got to go out there and perform because they have a guy right behind them.
Right.
In Teals. He's good. If they don't perform, I think the way the White Sox moving people up and down so far, they better start notice. I say they got to start playing good. They got to go there every day and perform because still swing the bat very well. But I don't get, you know me, I don't get too excited about swing the bat in the minor leagues because, you know, you see with Urkel, what happened with Urkel. He was killing the minor league. All of a sudden comes to the big league. He can get it done. I still believe they don't give him enough at-bats
right.
to set him down. I don't think he's, you know, setting down with that many at-bats. He was kind of a question mark. But the catchers, no, even Carroll. You know, Carroll's been great, guys. He's good at-bats. Good at-bats. Behind the plate, getting better and better every day. But I had that problem with the young catchers. Is a plus for any organization.
Ozzie, if the Rays are making moves after you suggested one on the air, we know they get Chicago Sports Network down in Tampa. So they must be watching the postgame show because if you suggest they trade Matt Theis, and then they do, that must be something they follow in your lead. But
well, you know, I just not trying to be your Joe, wow, look at that guy, no baseball. He's just very, you know what I mean, very easy stuff. You know, when you look around the catchers, and I say, man, this guy, he can help us because he does. He gives you good or bad. He's great behind the plate. He helps people. You know, he don't mind to be playing every day. He not forget you. I need some at bat. Nothing. He's a perfect guy. He get along with everybody in the locker room. That's very important when you go to a different ball club. And I think Tampa Bay got a guy. I believe he would have helped them.
Ozzie, we were talking earlier in the show about the role of a manager. We were talking about the role of coaches in general and how much managers tend to motivate individual players or those relationships and what they're like and how maybe Craig Council's getting something out of PCA or in your experience as a manager during, whether it was during 05, the championship season or after that, how much motivating did you do with individual players on a regular basis?
Well, you know, I mean, it was easier for me because the game, the way they play or the way we play back then, it was easy. You know, I think to me, you know, look at Tola Sora. I don't think Tola Sora was a great manager, but he's the best motivator in the history of the game. You know, I mean, that guy makes you believe how good you are, how you can be, how much you can help. You know, it's a lot of guys you got to, it's a different way. Some guys you just go hard on it. You can take it and you can talk back to them. Some people you had to go around and hugging and kissing and make you understand the way, so many different ways to make sure those guys understand your point without hate you, without just say, wow, you don't like me. Some players you go right face to face. Some players you got to sit down and, you know, I mean, try to make sure they understand your point. But nowadays, you know, I mean, nowadays you don't have that many veterans at the club, at least in Chicago. You don't have that many veterans down here. Can, you know, me cause a little bit of problem. Motivation is the best. Walter Renier is example for me. Walter Renier, maybe people disagree his way. He was talking about hitting, but that guy motivate you that you are the best hitter in the history of the game for that night. He said, you know, you got to do this, you got to do whatever you have to do. And you go with that mentality to the play. And Walter Reina was the same hitting coach with, oh my God, Boggs, Frank Thomas. But also, I was in a group. I hit 220, and those guys hit 390. But I feel like I was prepared the same way they was prepared. And that motivation, man, it's just like you have to trust somebody in the clubhouse to get better. It can be a player, it can be a Chloe, it can be a coach, it can be the manager, you know me, the trainer. You have somebody to support you behind when you most need it. It's very important.
Ozzie, the Blackhawks hired a new coach yesterday, Jeff Blashill. I'm just wondering what advice you would give him coming to Chicago, being a coach in Chicago. What is the advice that you would give another coach?
I just told the way I say I told Rose when he, I remember Rose was throwing the first pitch before he signed a first round pick for NBA. I say he got a standing ovation. That was beautiful. Obviously, he's from Chicago.
Right.
When I say, son, everybody love you now. Wait for a couple of years and you see. but Chicago is great in the sport. They have great fans. I talk about great fans because they support him a very losing year in any sport. And I think they keep supporting. I think as we appreciate, people have to appreciate the fans in Chicago, how much they love the sport. I say, you know what I mean? Go with your gut. Believe in yourself. Believe what the group do. You have one of the best. I don't know much about hockey, but he had one of the best young players in the NHL. And I think that will help. Go out and be tough with the guys. Show them why you are the manager, the coach of the NHL in Chicago. That's the... Be a coach in a, you know, for the Blackhawks. It's like a big coach for the Chicago Bulls. It's a very history out there, a lot of history. That's the only time both sides of the town love that team, you know, north side, south side, east side, love the Blackhawks, same way with the Bulls. I hope he's doing well. I hope he could put those guys in the top once again.
Ozzie, you had a very special moment last week. It was great to see you honored by the Illinois State House down in Springfield. You were honored for your lifetime achievements and your philanthropic work. I just wonder, you went through the whole process. They went through the whole proclamation and declaration, a lot of pomp and circumstance and great ceremony. Governor Pritzker was involved. What did that day, what did that honor mean to you?
Well, first of all, I'm confused. I got to ask Ozzie Jr. like 30 times, what are we doing here? I feel like, first of all, the people was great people. You know what I mean? Just a lot of respect, a lot of love. That first time I ever cried in a ceremony because I feel like, wow, look at this. This is not my country. This is not a people I grew up with. That's the people see me maybe once a year, if, and say what they say about me, doing that when I'm still alive, and I can have a very, I can see it, I can feel it. Ozzie asked me, "You crying?" I say, "Of course. Look, I come from Venezuela, bro, and these people, these important people, doing this to me in my life, and I can see it. I had the opportunity to enjoy it. That's one of the special days I have in my life, in my career, because that. How many people grow up in this town, in this country, in this stage, never do that? That never happened to them. Happened to me, it was amazing. I'm something I will appreciate for the rest of my life. And something, the more special thing, I'm still alive, I could talk. I went to talk to everyone there, kissing, hugging, autograph, pictures. But it was a great, great, great day. And that made me have the motivation a little bit more for this town or for this state. You know, because when they do that to you, it puts you in a lot of responsibility. You know what I mean? You're a guy people know. You got to be good. You got to be good for this country, good for this state. And we do a lot of little things for the people in Chicago with my foundation. But I mean a lot. It means a lot to me what happened.
Yeah, we had a texter saying my 7-year-old met Ozzie Sunday, had a lifetime memorable moment. He brought the mini signed bat that Ozzie gave him to school yesterday to show his Cubs fan teacher. Thank you, Ozzie.
Sometimes, you know, obviously, you try to be nice with everyone. You know, I mean, that's something you always wish. Sometimes you don't have a time, or sometimes you're a little busy. People have to understand that. But listen, I'm very, very fortunate to come to this country and be who I do what I do, be who I am, the love of the people around me. A lot of times they love me now more than was it before because I'm a manager. That's for sure. They love me like, oh, I love you. I say, yeah, because I'm not wearing a uniform. But it's something you really, really, really appreciate, all the love you receive from a lot of people. You know what I mean? Radio, TV, kids, grocery store. Everywhere I go, it's just a lot of love for me and my family. Something is like, that's the reason we don't move out of Chicago. People ask me, you're still in Chicago? I say, yeah, it's too cold. I say, I don't care. That's the country. That's the town love me. That's the town respect my family. I respect them back. And something, you know, you have to have for the rest of your life together. And, you know, my grandkids going to grow up here in this area. And I know they're going to be a good kid because they grow up with the right people.
It's great, Oz. It's great. We'll close out with a baseball thought. Back to the White Sox. And they play today in New York against the Mets. And I'm just curious. And you see the growth of Miguel Vargas, who has been better at the plate since the hand placement. Is he the White Sox best player right now?
Oh, by a lot, yes. Bigger bats. Bigger bats. When they most need it, he's there. I was the one to recite the trade. Personal? Yes, I did. I did personal. That's why I have a lot of guts to say around people I know hiding from in the bushes. But little by little, this kid starts going better and better. So have fun. And I expect better for him. I expect a lot of great things for him. Hopefully, when the weather got better, they start playing better baseball. But Vargas is doing a tremendous job right now.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Thanks a ton. Always a joy.
Appreciate Thanks, Ozzie.
See you, my people. All right, buddy.
That is Ozzie Guillen. Always fun to hear from Ozzie and to talk to Ozzie. And our thanks to the fine folks at Four Winds who help us get that going. And you can tune in to Ozzie's Outlook presented by Four Winds Casino every Wednesday in the 8 a.m. hour during the Mullion Haw Show throughout the 2025 baseball season. Listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resort Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape.
You can hear the gratitude in his voice, and that was real. And I think that's great to hear a guy appreciate what happened to him last week because it represented all he appreciates about how Chicago has embraced him since he was a shortstop here, traded in a long time ago.
Yeah, traded for Lamar.
And over the weekend, you saw when you were in Detroit, you might have missed it, but he did an interview with Bruce Bochy, who was in the Padre organization.
Yes. Yes.
That was great because Bochy, he loves Ozzie Guillen.
You could see it.
You could tell.
The way he was looking at
him was
so
cool.
Really amusing.
Yeah.
He was getting a huge kick out of it, and he was having fun with Ozzie. I love the idea that he's asking Ozzie June, hey, why are we doing this again? Come on, man.
This is for me.
He's a little overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
What a good
cool.
man. Good stuff all the way around.